Come one, come all, fresh produce and drinks for your consumption. Young man, young man, young man, don't you want a drink?
No, it's not a drink you want. You want some time to unwind. Look at these muscles on you. Don't you want something young and sexy to relax you?
You're an old crone. What's young and sexy about you?
Don't listen to her, young man. She's an old geezer. What you really want is a sip of my finely aged wine, produced from the most deliciously hand-grown grapes grown in all of Japan.
You should know he says that to everyone passing his cart that's new to the area. But let me tell you a secret. He grows these grapes right here in Yoshiwara in his backyard.
I have no idea what she's talking about. Shut up, you old quack.
It's not funny when the shoe was on the other foot now, is it?
I don't really put your hand up.
Oh, no, no, they don't know what you're talking about. Me.
Oh, I think it's so funny.
Is the queen of Yoshiwara? Oira, what a behemoth.
Oi, what? What's that?
Oh, I forget this is your first time ever in Edo. In the entertainment district, there are women called courtesans. Beautiful beyond belief. But don't take their beauty for all they're worth. Most are educated, skilled in many arts and performance arts, on top of being skilled in other areas. There's three main houses in Yoshiwara. And at the top of the food chain in courtesans is the Oiran. Each house has one, some more superior than others, of course. This is Oiran Warabihime, the Oiran of House Ogimoto. Oh, just look at her. Oiran Warabihime? That's what we're looking for. Hey, wait a minute. House Ogimoto. That's where Makio was stationed. Maybe we can infiltrate by sending me in as a girl you're selling. Of course it'll work. Just come over here. Okay. Here, in this alley, away from the crowd. I brought some things with me. Something, you know, that might buff up your disguise. I brought you a fake beard, some body pads to hide your muscles, and a bigger howdy for you to put on to accommodate your new size that I'm giving you. Well, you're going to be my seller. You need to look like a sleazy old man for this to work. I even brought you a gray wig to put on. But this isn't funny, dude. This is our only shot. Tengen trusted us with this mission, and we're both trying really hard to be a Sugoko. If we do this well, he'll take us on. Just put on the damn costume, all right? What will you do afterwards? Well, my plan is, once I touch base and figure out what happened to Makio at the Ogimoto house, I'll sneak out and reconnect with you. Then, you'll frequent this place daily as a patron. Trust me, you won't spend all of our budget. What you're going to do is buy the cheapest one in there first. Don't sleep with her, of course. Hey! No, you're not gonna sleep with her! What you're gonna do is knock her out, and while she's out cold, you're gonna sneak around and search the premises for places you can hide. I mean, in that big house, I'm sure there's many rooms where no one frequents. So, that's the plan. It's the only viable one I can think of. I mean, what else can we do to infiltrate without obviously exposing ourselves? Don't tell me you're scared of a little undercover work. You should be more scared of disappointing Tengen. Not only is he a big and scary Hashira, I mean, we're the same age as him, after all. Imagine how embarrassing it would be to fail a mission he would have easily succeeded, and we're the same age. Now put the beard and body pads on. You've got a pretty woman to sell. Excuse me! I am quite attractive. Before I joined the Demon Slayer Corps, I had a loving husband who thought I was very beautiful. Whatever. Are you ready yet? Whoa! You look ridiculous! No, this is perfect, actually. This is great. You look just like the kind of sleazy man that would sell off his daughter. Yep, that's our story. I'm a young girl, down on her luck, who stumbled across your house in Maizuru. Then, when I didn't have the money to pay my dues living with you, you decided to sell me off instead to ease your burden and pay you back for all the food and supplies I used up. Got it? Oh, and my name will be Kagura. Can't go with my real name, Fumiko, for now. And my specialty? Flamboyant dancing, of course. Make them think I'm good with my hips. Now come on! We've got no time to waste!
Well, hi! Are you looking for a good time tonight? I can help you in so many ways. If you've got the gold. The Ogimoto House? Why, you're just at the right place. Looking to unwind? Ease some tension in these thick, chunky, and, oh, squishy shoulders. Oh. You're looking to sell instead. I'll retrieve the madam for you. Madam Akane! We have a special guest that wants to speak to you.
Who are you? Make it quick, I'm a very busy woman. Let's just cut to the chase. Do you want to spend your gold here or not? I don't have time for looky-loos. Oh? You're here to sell? Well, let's see what you have to offer. You might be in luck. One of my mid-tier courtesans just got her contract bought out. Depending on how pretty she is, I could move her up the wait list.
Well, yes, darling, there's a wait list. This is the Ogimoto House, home of the prestigious Oidan Wadabihime. I don't accept just any old rattle. Show me your product.
Hi. I'm
I don't like girls who speak before they're spoken to. Turn around. Your face would be pretty if you didn't have that ugly scar on your cheek. What the hell happened to you? You get scratched by some werewolf demon? This was a waste of time. Curvy as she is, she won't fetch me a good price with that impurity. Unless you're willing to pay me to take her on as a courtesan, there's no use giving gold for her. Ugh. God, you look so desperate to get her off your hands, though. What, is she a troublemaker? A leech, then. In my time, meet leeches, they make good work hands. I'll take it from you. But it will be for half, no, a quarter of the price of what I pay for a courtesan. And you! You will work here on the cleaning staff for Wadabihime. We have a deal. Good. Your gold and my girl.
Hey. Hey, it's Fumiko. Over here, I'm over here in the bushes. Don't worry about it. I told the madam I stepped outside to take out Wadabihime's trash. Are you ready for my status report? I'm so frustrated. I tried digging as much as I could to get information on Makio's whereabouts, but it's like no one will tell me anything. No, it's not even that. It's not that they won't. It's like they can't? Like they're afraid to say anything. One of the maids gave me this, though. It's a letter she wrote because she was afraid to speak out loud. It reads, Makio upset Miss Wadabihime. No one stays long after upsetting her. Be careful talking about her. What do you think of this? I don't know what to think either. But I think this house is a good place to start. Tomorrow morning, I'm cleaning Wadabihime's room. I'll use that time to try and talk to her and find out anything about why they argued. Yeah, that is if she'll pay me any mind. Your objective tomorrow, you're going to pay a full day here like we planned. Scope the scenery out for a room to hide in. Oh, and don't bother looking in the basement. It's nothing but staff there. Someone's always down there working. All hours of the day and night. Try looking somewhere else, okay? All right.
We'll reconvene here same time tomorrow, okay? I have to go or she'll start to suspect something. Make sure you take off all that drab so you look like your usual self, okay? I'll see you then.
Why, hello there. Oh my, look at you. So big and tall and muscular. I'm sure these strong arms must be oh so tense. Come spend the day here and I can dedicate all my time to you, baby. If you've got the gold, that is.
Oh my, look at you. If I was a house with men for sale, you'd be quite the contender. What can I get for you today, young man? Looking to let off some much-needed steam? Walk this way with me.
Is there a specific type you're after? What kind of man are you, Tall, short, skinny,
Huh? Whoever's the cheapest. Of course, another cheapskate. Well, if it's cheap you're looking for, you won't find it at the Ogimoto house.
But, our lowest courtesan is Lady Hayami. If you want a day with her, it'll cost you 1 month's wages.
Oh?
For a cheap man, you sure keep your gold nearby. Let me count this. All right, wait here, my dear guest. I'll have it sent down to you.
Ina!
Yes, miss?
Procure Lady Hayami for a lovely new guest and fetch him a warm robe and a drink while you're at it.
Yes, ma'am. Sir, before you meet with the lady, I have to ask you to hand over all your weapons and items of destruction. I'm sorry, but for our courtesan's protection, we can't allow you to roam the premises with a sword on your person. Trust me, it will be very safe in the hands of our security. Thank you.
Thank you!
Come take this.
Damn, nice sword. I'll take good care of this.
Good evening. You must be the handsome man I've heard all the girls talking and giggling about. My name is Hayami. And yours? What a strong name. You share the same name as my uncle. He was a steelworker. The name of someone strong and hardworking, it fits someone of your stature. Oh, it's okay that I kissed your cheek, right? Well, come with me. Just up these stairs is my quarters. I'm sure you'll find me and my warm suite to your liking. Here we are. Staff, clear the room. My apologies. They were merely making sure our time together could be very nice and smooth as possible. You've got a very nice physique on you. What kind of things does a man like you like?
I just find it hard to deal with. I mean, yeah, she's the highest ranking white on here, but like, I mean, she's not the highest in all of Yoshiwara. Ugh, I just hate that we have to keep our mouths shut and put up with her behavior. It's so frustrating.
Huh? Who are you? And just what are you doing in my room? Are you hard of hearing? I said, what are you doing in my room?
Got lost, eh?
What, did your courtesan not escort you to her room?
Oh, you were looking for the bathroom, were you? Look up at me. You don't look half bad. It's a shame you can't afford me. You'd be a tasty little treat. Getting on your way so quickly. But we just met. What's the rush?
Miss Marabihime,
Oh, who was... Ina? Ah, glad to see you. You're the little mutt that was supposed to clean my room. And look, it's a filthy mess. Get over here. Why does the house even bother with ugly vermin like you? Now clean my room spotless. And you, don't just stand there in shock. Get out. Can't you see I've got business to attend to? You filthy maggot.
Hey, I'm over here in the same spot. Where else would I be? Hey, thanks a lot, by the way. I heard you had a run-in with Oiran Warabihime. How do I know? Oh, because she made my life hell for not having her room clean like I was supposed to this morning to prepare for when she came back last night. She says some young, buff, stupid oaf of a man was going through her things, and I thought, who could that be? I know one person. I'm just glad I didn't directly have to be in her company. I was only merely reprimanded by the madam on her order. I hear she can be really, really cruel. Anyway, I see you left me a note, which you're lucky I'm the one that found it, by the way. All you said was that you have a status report for me. What did you learn while in the house? Did you find a place to... Wait, what? You think the demon is in the Ogimoto house? But I haven't felt any presence. A demon that has devoured as many as the one we're looking for is bound to stick out like a sore thumb. I mean, just imagine the aura. I haven't sensed anything here so far. What? No. You think Oiran Warabihime is the demon? I gotta keep my voice down. The Oiran. Well, come to think of it, it would make sense. She only reports in at night from what I've heard. And when I was working in her quarters this morning, she was nowhere to be found. I wondered where she was. You've met her up close? Well, what do you think? Her presence is loud? But how? I didn't... Oh. Yeah, no, you're right. Maybe she's good at masking her presence, but... I imagine it would be hard to mask when it's up close and personal like she was with you. Damn! If Warabihime is the demon we're after, then... That means she's taken down Makio. From what I've heard, 46 other girls have gone missing in this house since she's arrived. And you know they're claiming they committed Ashinuke. But I know it's something different. If she is the demon, and she's devoured at least 46 girls... I'm afraid this mission may be out of our scope of abilities. I mean, with how many she's devoured, what if, I don't want to say it, what if she's a 12 Kisuki? God damn it! This is so infuriating, being too weak to do anything. Okay, now here's the plan. Tomorrow you're going to use the last of the courtesan funds we've been allocated to buy a full day with Warabihime. If our theory is correct, she's going to deny a daytime meeting. And then she'll tell the madam she wants to counter your offer with two nights with her instead. I mean, there's no reason for her to refuse a full day in the sun. Unless, of course, she's a demon. What am I gonna do? Well, I mean, I work in her quarters, so I'll get word on what her schedule will be. They'll want me to prepare her section of the house. Once I receive confirmation that she scheduled you for two nights instead of a full day, then I'll know. And I'll wait until midday, once trash goes out, to sneak off. Then I'll report her findings to Tengen. A demon that's devoured as many as she has. Only Ahashira could handle this. At least we'll get something out of this, though. He'll be so pleased with how quickly we found this out. I'm sure he'll make us a Tsukuko then. The thing is, though, and I hate to have to say this, but
You'll have to keep her busy all night. Is that something you can handle until Tangan arrives?
Ouch, man! I'm just asking if you got the stamina for the job.
Hey, at least you get to have some fun. All right. I have to return before the madam notices I've been outside for too long. Ugh, that attentive little crone. All right. Godspeed, partner.
Who barged into my... you again? If it's Hayami you want, she's booked out for the rest of the month. You caught her on her only free day. No? Who are you here for then? I don't have anyone that's free besides maybe a new maid I just bought. Uh-huh? Oidan Wadabihime.
With Wadabihime?
Listen, young man. This is a business I run. I don't have time for you and your horny games. You came in here yesterday looking for the cheapest thing you could find, and you expect me to believe you can afford even an hour with Oran Wadabihime. Oh my god. That's enough gold to buy the building. well, don't just stand there in shock, Ina. Get the man a warm robe, a hot towel, and a comfortable pair of shoes.
Yes, ma'am.
My apologies for the behavior just now. It's not every day we get someone in here like you that buys cheap and then buys high. But you should know, Oran Wadabihime's time has been allocated every night for the rest of the year. Oh, you want to see her in the daytime? Well, of course. Yeah, I mean, she usually never accepts daytime guests, but with the amount of gold you're toting on you, I'm sure she can't refuse. If you come back tonight, I can have an answer for you. I would get her now, but she tends to disappear during the day. My apologies. But hey, in the meantime, you are welcome to try out one of our finest. May I suggest Pairin, known for her outstanding share. Hey! You can't just leave when I'm in the middle of a... Welcome to the Ogimoto house. If it isn't my esteemed guest, right this way. I do have some bad news for you, though. It's just, Oran Wadabihime has declined your daytime visit. However, she has cleared her entire schedule for tonight to spend with you. Mm-hmm, and I hear she's very excited to meet you. Oh, will she come down? Oh, well, no, sir. She won't come down to meet you. You'll have to go up there to her. Wouldn't want your princess on her feet for too long, would you? Here, I'll have Ina escort you.
Right this way, sir.
Oh, my. Oh! Oops.
Kagura, you spilled water on our guest.
Here. Oh, I'm so sorry. Why don't I clean it off of you?
Read the note I stuck in your pocket and ditch Ina.
Again, I'm so sorry.
Just make yourself scarce.
I'm so sorry about her. Oh? You know her quarters, where they are from here? Okay. As you were.
I heard about Oran Wadabihime rejecting your daytime visit. This definitely means she is the demon we're seeking. As you're reading this, I'm sneaking through the back and sending my Kasuga crew to report to Tengen. Even flying as fast as it can, Tengen likely won't be here for another hour or two. Do whatever you can to hold her out. It might get ugly. Godspeed.
You can come inside. I'm waiting for you over here on the bed. The handsome little looky-loo from yesterday.
nosing through my things. Oh, sure you weren't. Well, you paid well for tonight, so I'll forgive it. What? Was that your way of apologizing to me? Oh, it was. Well, I know a better way you can show me you're sympathetic. Just answer one simple question for me. Do you happen to know of a girl named Makio? Oh my! You were able to predict when my robe was coming for you. This is going to be fun! Oh, but still, far too slow. I'm getting bored. All tied up now, are we? Now then, answer me. Just who was she writing these little letters to? Demon Slayer? Did you really think I couldn't tell who you were? Me, an upper rank demon. Give me your arm. Now say, what's my rank? Oh my, a Hinoe? Ugh, not a Hashira. Ugh, of course you're not. I don't even know why I expected you to be. There's no way you'd be so easily tangled in my dress, if that were the case. Oh, but how sad. I was hoping for a Hashira. Maybe then, this night would be fun. Wait. Tell me you've at least summoned a Hashira here. Then I can just kill you and save all the fun for them. No. Look me in the eye. Now tell me again. You appear to have truthful eyes. Pretty eyes, even. So pretty I might just gouge them out. Oh. What's this? What is this my robe feels in your pants? Don't get too wound up. I'm only putting my hands in your pants for a second. A letter. Let's see. Well, well, well. So a Hashira is coming. You shouldn't have lied to me. I'm going to relish toying with you for that. Oh, don't make that face. I'm not going to devour you. I only devour the beautiful and the strong. Handsome as you are, yes, I only devour beautiful women. You may be a strong man, but you're nowhere near as strong as a Hashira. Now that is what I want to eat. But in the meantime, before that girl that I also know as one of you comes back with that Hashira, why don't I use this time to milk you for what I can feed off of you? And if you happen to be cognizant by the end, I might just spare your pathetic life. Now, pants all the way down, shall we? I have more questions for you. Tell me. Where can I find this demon slayer with Hana Fuda earrings? You don't know, do you? Do you hear that, Robes? He doesn't know. What to do? Do you seriously take me for a fool? Give me that cock. For your insolence, I won't even give you my hand. You'll be rubbed dry by the fabric of my robe. Oh, I must admit, you've got quite the size on you for a low-rank demon slayer. Guess rank doesn't have much to do with build, does it? Oh, look at that. That's it. Feel the rough tug of my fabric pulling on your cock over and over and over again. Ew! Why are you sweating? Don't tell me something this rough and forceful actually arouses you. Oh, wow. And for over 1,000 years, your kind called us freaks. And look at you, panting pathetically at the touch of my robe, dry stroking your cock, getting hard in my fabric and, oh, dripping pre-cum? Really? Well, if you're not enjoying this, then don't make it look like you are. You know, I thought you demon slayers were supposed to be formidable. Yet here you are unraveling under my touch. Well, since I've got you in such a weakened state, how about I ask you one more time? Tell me, who is the demon slayer with Hana Fuda earrings? Answer me. Fighting to not answer? Fine. Then fight chasing your own orgasm. I'm done moving. Oh, I've grown bored. Oh, I'm not helping you, obviously, reach a climax that you want oh so desperately. I've loosened my grip on your legs. Thrust yourself to your orgasm in my robe, since you won't tell me. It's almost so fun watching you humans tremble in my touch. Not easy, is it? Mm-mm. You can have that blood-pumping orgasm you oh so desperately like. All you like. Just tell me, who is he? Yes? Are you ready to be a good boy? Be a good boy and give me what I seek, and I shall give you what you desire. Tell me his name, and this orgasm is yours. Ah, Tanjiro. That's an interesting name. Look at me. Open your eyes. Is his name actually Tanjiro? Good. I can tell you're telling the truth. Ugh. All this cum on my robe. What a messmaker you are. It's too bad that demon slayer maid of yours isn't here to clean it up. Looks like I'll just have to. Oh. What? Too sensitive, huh? Don't tell me you can't go back to back like this. Aww. I forgot you humans woefully underperform in every aspect. You see, a demon like me can go on and on and on, and you. You puny humans and your weak stamina. What a pity. You look like you're spent, and I've just began to have my fun with you. I can never, ever eat someone so weak, so pathetic. But you're come. Your cum will do just fine to tide me over until that Hashira arrives. Yuck. Coming already. Tapping out. I've just began my fun with you. I have another question for you, though, Demon Slayer. This cast-aside demon that your core is harboring, where is she? Lord Muzan was to make an example of her. If you tell me where I can find her, I'll let you come down more than just my throat. What?
Really? Not gonna open up again? To think I thought finally I had you out of your show. Guess even humans need a little cracking. How about I tighten my belt around your neck, remove some of your free access to oxygen, while I take you down my throat? Like a lion. The asphyxiation. Don't make your body want to come harder than ever you've experienced in your life. Look at you, body trembling and whimpering from the disconnect of my lips and my belt. What? You were feeling that high, come on, weren't you? That could have been all yours. I'm sad. You just couldn't tell me who she was. Or where to find her. It's too bad, really. What are you doing? Stop trying to thrust in my mouth. You're in my domain now. Under my thumb. I could take your life in an instant if I felt like it. Look at you. Wound up in my belt. Like a little ant tied in a spider web. Instead of me having 8 eyes on you, I've got all 8 inches of my tongue. Oh, your cock. At least you could just tell me who she is, and it's all yours. Nezuko, you say? And she follows around that Tanjiro, does she? In a box? Not my preferred mode of transportation, but whatever floats her boat. Thank you for that juicy bit of intel. And that juicy... come. Dare I say, yours even tastes better than Lord Muzan's. Well, I've had all the fun I can possibly have with you. You look like someone sucked the color out of you. Ugh. I hate when my toys break so easily. Oh? What's that? Lifting your head back up, I see. Someone must want to prolong the inevitable so bad. You know, you're still dying, right? Just get it over with now. Besides, I've had enough to tide me over until the real fun arrives. The Hashira. Oh,
Toying with you any longer would be an absolute waste of my time. Absolute boredom. Excuse me? What did you just say to me? I'm not up for the challenge. You're the one in the pale, gray, emaciated mess in front of me. And you dare say I can't handle a challenge? I can't handle you? You humans and your lack of respect. It's really starting to piss me off. You want to see what real stamina looks like? I'll show you. First, why don't I start by shutting this mouth? There we go. Nice and situated on your face. Oh, how I love these robes. I can dangle myself freely in front of your face and wrap you in so you can barely move or breathe. Now eat, boy. Learn what it truly means to devour by making your best attempt at devouring me. Ah, come on. This is pathetic. And the face of demon pussy, and you're so worn out from my milking, you can barely hold your tongue steady. And you dare tell me I'm not fit for a challenge? Don't make me laugh. Get off my pussy. You know, I know an even better spot to test the limits on you. Come up here. Oh, this is the perfect position to straddle you in. And look, I may have you tucked up by the shoulders, but I freed your arms. Use that strength you claim to have left. To fuck me on this cock of yours. Well, what are you waiting for? You push it the rest of the way in. That is, if your sad human body can even handle the tightness of a demon like me. just as I suspected. Let me show you what a real demon can do. I see you're more energized than you look. What? Were you trying to fake me out? Holding out on me? Let me show you just what a demon can do. No, what are you doing? What are you doing? Don't go slowing down now. What? Can't take it when I tighten with the grip of 1,000 pounds. You can barely move this cock in me. I'm so tight. This demon pussy squeezing and milking you for everything you have. Coming already. Aw, how pathetic. And here I thought you'd be fun. Too bad for you. You're just going to have to be drained until there's nothing left of you. Because I'm nowhere near done feeding on your cum. I'm taking matters into my own hands and working this cock myself. Come on, Demon Slayer. Aren't you going to at least try to make me come? All you weak Demon Slayers are the same. I devoured many of your kind, Ashura or not. It's so much fun toying with a lot of you. Now be a good boy, and at least look alive while I ride this cock for the last bit of cum.
left inside these balls. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Huh?
Hey! Really? One at a time, will you? Ow! What is this pain I'm feeling? Hey, we came as fast as we could. God, I can't tell if you look happy or sad to be in the state you're in. At least you had a good time. Let's get out of here. Tengen will take it from here.